This is 89.1 WEMU, and a happy new year to one and all. On this January 2nd, we hope you are fully recovered from all the festivities and are meeting the new year with new hope and renewed spirit. I'm David Fair, and welcome to the first edition of Cinema Chat for 2020. Michigan and State Theater Director Russ Collins is here along with 89.1 WEMU's Michael Jewett, and together we're going to peek ahead into the new year, talk film awards and some of the films to look forward to in the new year. Happy New Year to you, gentlemen.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Welcome
to
2020.
Any big to-dos to report on your New Year's celebrations?
Just a more little movies. Football fatigue.
More movies. Just more movies. I don't do the football like I once did. So, yeah, I just saw just well, more movies.
You know, we
more
all have our crosses to bear, more and movies, you're going to have movies. To fix that one.
Yeah, so, well
coming up on Sunday, we're going to go back and celebrate 2019 as the Golden Globes are given out. Now, there's a whole bunch of awards that are going on at this time of the year. Mm-hmm. You've got the Screen Actors Guild and the Producers Guild and a lot of other folks that kind of tip off where the Oscars are going to head. But they moved up the Golden Globes to right now. It's going to be Sunday. And so we'll talk about that.
Is that earlier than usual?
It is.
It's
it
like,
is.
Like 3 weeks.
It's because
the
Academy Awards moved up a month, right?
Well, the Academy Awards moved up because they were getting so overwhelmed by the other award shows, most particularly the Golden Globe. So anyway, we can opine on what we think about that, and we even have some Oscar or some odds from the Las Vegas odds makers who are amazingly accurate a lot of times.
Well, let's start with the Golden Globes. What's going to win the Best Picture, Russ Collins?
Well, you know, according to the bookmakers, they have now. There's two Best Pictures. There's Best Picture Drama and Best Picture Comedy Musical.
Right.
And The Irishman is their odds-on favorite. And Marriage Story isn't too far behind there. 1917 and Joker also have outside chances, but they're picking The Irishman, and I think you have a good title for The Irishman.
I have nothing but admiration for Martin Scorsese.
He's an amazing
brilliant filmmaker. But I was, I was kind of underwhelmed by The Irishman. I think that the length of it, it felt a little too familiar. I kind of call it old fellas, chokingly. It seemed like just too familiar of a story that I've seen that I've just, and so much is contained in that 3 hour, 20 some odd minutes.
Yeah, 3 hours.
He wins a lot of sway
hours.
Just by being Martin Scorsese.
And you know what? And everything done there was brilliant. It's Scorsese style, but I felt like too familiar. It felt, it just did not have the, and I knew how the story was going to end or whatnot. And you know,
there was a lot of local resonance with it because of the Jimmy Hoffa story.
Yeah, so.
I did sit through the 3.5 hours, almost three, and it didn't feel like 3.5 hours, was kind of amazing.
Will this win the best? Will this win a Golden Globe? Yeah, maybe it will, but I just don't think it's going to get over the Netflix industry politics to win an Oscar.
That is part of it, certainly.
Yeah, so
what about the Best Motion Picture for musical or comedy?
Well, I thought that was really weird that Tarantino's movie is in that category and not
in drama.
Drama. So I'm like, I'm wondering if they're sending a signal that that's
well,
not...
it was not a comedy per se, but there were certainly plenty of laugh out loud moments in that movie.
It's a comedy in the sense of the classic Greek definition of it, in that, you know, there's trouble. Things are going well at the beginning. There's trouble, and then everything turns out okay in the end. But it is actually favored by the Las
is
Vegas
really?
To win. Jojo Rabbit's in there too, but quite a bit behind. Knives Out and Dolomite Is My Name. Dolomite Is My Name has actually gotten quite a bit of buzz.
Again, it's an Netflix thing with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Well, I think there may be kind of like a late career. I don't want to say sympathy vote, but, you know, people are like kind of like, this is Murphy's comeback and everything. So I think he might.
And he was recently on Saturday Night Live again.
Yeah, so there's some. Yeah, I could see that winning.
Rocket Man is the other one of the five nominees. So Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is the fave. And it is kind of surprising that it's not under drama, which is usually the most more prestigious. Now, they have a Best Actor, Best Actress, and all of that in there as well.
I want to say, though, that I think the category to watch at the Golden Globes is Best Director, because it's nothing but heavyweights behind some seriously well-regarded films.
Including your favorite movie of the year, Parasite. So Bong Joon-ho.
Bong Joon-ho for Parasite, Sam Mendes for the World War I drama 1917, which is actually based on a story told to him by his grandfather, if I'm not mistaken. It's not a true story per se, but based on a true story. Todd Phillips for Joker, game changer for comic films. And then Scorsese for The Irishman and Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think that category, whoever wins that category, probably will signal a lot for awards.
For the Oscars. And Golden
Just because it's so jam-packed.
Once again, you're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU with Michael Jewett and Russ Collins. I'm David Fair, and let's talk about that for a moment. Sometimes the Golden Globes portend what we see as winning for the Oscars. What are they saying about the Oscars?
The thing that's interesting, we'll talk about that in a second, but in terms of Martin Scorsese and Bong Joon-ho are kind of neck and neck in terms of what's going to win that. Yeah. Now, so the Oscars are coming up on February the 9th.
Very early.
Yeah, and then, the nominations are yet to come out, so we'll figure out what that is. But that doesn't mean that people aren't talking about what's going to be the Oscar winner, so.
Yeah, we all have our guesses. So I think if you were to guess, Michael Jewett, what wins Oscar for Best Movie?
I think what's going to happen is you're going to have one of those instances that due to preferential voting, the favorites going in, The Irishman or Parasite, probably don't win because they don't have enough first place votes. And I'm going to pick a dark horse. I think Sam Mendes' World War I film, 1917, might eke out because people are going to appreciate the quality of the filmmaking and everything. It might not win everybody's first place votes, but it's going to be a situation where you have like Green Book won last year, which no one thought was going to win.
Right.
Except the Producers Guild. So maybe we should just wait until the PGA Awards come out.
No, that's
the PGA is the because the producers are like a big, heavy block of voters. And if the producers are behind you, you're going to win Best Picture.
Right.
And what's your guess, Russ? What's going to win Best Picture?
Actors. Well, these are the ones that are in the talk right now. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Joker, Marriage Story, Parasite, 1917, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Ford versus Ferrari, and Little Women. And I could see Ford versus Ferrari also being
the
winner as second.
Yeah.
And it's got a bigger pop resonance than
true.
I think 20,
yeah, and the cast and everything. So yeah,
but
this is why Russ Collins is Russ Collins. So go. I withdraw my prediction of 1917. I'm going to go with Ford and Ferrari. Russ is right.
There you go. Now, Michael Jewett, you have off air referred to 2020 and the new year as the year of the woman.
I just want to take a quick second for comic book fans and also for anyone who appreciates diversity in front of and behind the camera. 2020 is going to be a big year for women behind the camera and in front of the camera in the comic genre. In release order, Birds of Prey, directed by Kathy Yan, Margot Robbie reprising her role as from the Suicide Squad in the lead of Birds of Prey. That's coming out in February. In May, Scarlett Johansson is Black Widow, Kathy Shotland directing. Wonder Woman is back in
Wonder Woman
1984. I'm a little leery of 80s nostalgia, as the three of us all lived through and survived.
So was this kind of the Linda Carter Wonder Woman?
This is Gal Gadot back at who I love.
Right.
Role. Patty Jenkins, great job directing. And Kristen Wiig actually playing a very important character in a supporting role in the film. I like all that, but 80s nostalgia, I'm a little leery. But anyway, I'm still seeing it because it's Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, so you can't go wrong there. And maybe the most surprising thing, Chloe Zhao directing Marvel's new big film called The Eternals, which is like this big cosmic thing. Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek, Brian Tyree Henry, in a very diverse cast. This is going to be like the new cosmic setting for Marvel. All of these films with either female lead characters and women directors. So big year of women. for comic book movies.
Absolutely. And the other thing that's starting off is the festival season.
Oh, that's right.
So
that's never-ending almost.
Yeah, it is. It is never-ending. So I'm going to I have the opportunity to go to Sundance this year. We have a pretty,
you go every year.
Yeah, we have a good relationship with Sundance. So, and we run a conference just before Sundance for art house cinemas throughout North America. So that's pretty exciting. And they have really made a dedicated effort to honor women directors and you know, the women, female artists behind and in front of the of the camera, and indigenous artists, film artists of color. I mean, they've really they've been the leader in that.
And
so
we've been the beneficiary.
A
lot of these films come our way that might
absolutely.
Not otherwise would have.
That's
You're going to Venice
true.
This year too, aren't you?
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to Venice. I might even get to Cannes,
Take
although
us.
It's right during Cinetopia,
Take
so
us.
We'll see.
Take us. Well, it was all going well.
As long as Venice is still there and above water, you never know. That's the oldest continuously
Again,
operating
Again, I
want to
thank you both for having me as a special guest.
Hey, this well, thank you both for being here today. It's always good to share your company.
Absolutely.
And Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Go see movies.
Once again, that is 89.1 WEMU's Michael Jewett and Russ Collins, who runs the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor and serves as my co-host for Cinema Chat. For Michael and Russ, a Happy New Year, and here's to a year ahead in the marvelous world of movies. I'm David Fair, and we thank you for listening to the first Cinema Chat of 2020. You hear it only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Happy New Year!